Merlefest Saturday. We're here at the dance tent with Uncle Ted White. Tell us about some of your favorite memories from being at Merlefest.
Well, one that comes to mind, you all do a show now. I think Mark Bumgardner and,
Steve Johnson
started that out. But the first time they did anything like that, we were here. I had called the square dances, and Donna the Buffalo was coming on, and somebody from National Public Radio apparently didn't make it. They said, can you do some time on the radio? Well, that's like throwing Brer Rabbit in the briar patch. I said, give me the microphone. And so we just took the program and read out of it, and there were so many great stories in there. And after it was over, I said something to Steve, and I guess a lot of other people did too, that there were so many great moments in the can from Merlefest with that live feel. You know, one of my favorite albums is Will the Circle Be Unbroken, because there's no overdubbing. They just drop the mics in, and that's what Merlefest is. And, you know, Doc was a great part of that Will the Circle Be Unbroken. I had the privilege of playing the last festival with Doc and the first one without him, and it really was a very, very different feel because, you know, that first festival without him on Saturday night, I think it was at 9 o'clock, they dimmed all the lights in the festival, and there was really a very spiritual, reverent feeling that came over it. I told somebody earlier today, they said, what do you think about Merlefest? What really comes to mind? And I said, you know, it is a legacy and a gift that Doc Watson left in memory of Merle for the whole state of North Carolina, for the whole state. And we get to bring our heritage out here and show it and not just preserve it, but to pass it on. When I call dances out here, I always tell folks, look, if we lose our heritage because we didn't pass it on to our young, that's our fault. And so when we call dances, I always tell them, if you're under 12 years old, you need an adult to dance, but get out here on the floor. And it's wonderful. It's a wonderful thing, and we made a lot of friends here. So,
being at the dance tent, tell us about what goes on in here for the clogging and the dance teams that come in.
Oh, well, listen, it's a way for them, of course, to have a show and to show their skill and that kind of thing. But it's a way to involve the audience at Merlefest, because when we call dances, usually the first thing, I've shared this tent with a lot of great dance callers, including Joe Sam Queen from Haywood County, Mr. Glenn Bannerman, who I learned so much from. He lives out in Montreat now. Phil Jameson has been one of the dance callers here, Rodney Sutton. I mean, a lot of wonderful dance callers have come through at various festivals to share it, and people remember what they get to participate in more so than sometimes what you do for them. And so this is the part of Merlefest where we can invite the audience out, share a little bit of our heritage, and pass it on and let them participate in it. And that really, I mean, if you knew Doc, he didn't suffer fools gladly, but if you were serious about learning, he was more than willing to pass it on to you. And that's an important piece of what this festival is about. And there's so much sharing goes on here between generations, between styles of music, and between different cultures. Lord, that's important.
Uncle Ted, thanks.
Thank you so much. Listen, Joe, it's great to see you, and thanks for coming out.
We're looking forward to being out here today.
All right, see you.
All right, appreciate it.